Blog Talk Radio. Are rude and terrible. They have been terrible to us
And most of us black know, especially us women folks, know that once you have a child, you are worried for the rest of the day. The Lord allows you to have on this earth. You keep marching out in Bell Island, doing whatever the Lord tells you to do. But we are going to get our freedom whether or not you march. We are going to get it. Like, may not get there with you, but he has gone to the mountaintop. And we as a people will get there. And not just the black folks, but all those people who does what our Father in heaven tells us to do. I'm going back to 2 Samuel, and I am on 2 Samuel chapter 10, but I have read a little further than that. I want you, in the meantime, while I'm talking to you, I will be looking something else up and go about telling you that. I want you to seek to turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 21. I circle verse 17, but I may start 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 17. That's where I left off, and I will read that to you. I may start at verse 15, like I said. Nonetheless, let me tell you who it is, who I am. I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Again, I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. I am so glad to be here. The devil has been messing with me this week, but my angel has helped me and is helping me. I'm trying to talk better, and hopefully I will. Hopefully he will allow me to pronunciate the words that are in the Bible correctly, because I want your sheep to hear what our Father has told his prophets to write, and his word is true. You know, you can hear so many things. We hear about the virus that we have these days. What is coronavirus 19 or whatever the virus is? You hear that it's a man-made thing by this person by the name of Gates, as well as, whatever he has played and putting the virus on the gate, on the earth. This is what the Lord says would happen to us. And these are terrible people. They have put this terrible virus in our area, that in mostly black areas where you have a lot of people, black people dying, but we are the only ones that our Father has chosen out of all the people in this world. I hope you're getting your 2 Samuel chapter 21. Of all the people in this world, our Father chose us, and we don't act like it. stop doing what this white man told us to get his name. I remember it sometimes, a lot of times I don't. When I was in school, I didn't know, want to know his name. But he is the person that started us to going to church on Sundays when we should be going on the Sabbath day. I forget his name. I'm trying to think of his name right now. Yes. But I forget his name. And I want you, see, to have your pencil and paper ready. I'm from the old school. That young man that was murdered, I saw it on television this week. He was murdered, and the white folks, because they stolen this land from us. And when I say that, now he gave his life for this land, and I guess when England was trying to rule over us, and they still are, he gave his life for this land. I didn't know why until I listened a lot to YouTube, and I am finding out from some of the programs that this America, as I read in Deuteronomy, I think it was chapter 28, it was maybe verse 31 or 32, and it was talking about this someplace in Georgia. I looked it up. I said, that could that be the United States? And when I heard on YouTube, this is our land, the United States. But let me say this, wherever my father puts me, when he comes back and rule over us, wherever he could puts me, I hope that I would be happy, loving my family, and happy, because I am certainly not happy here. He has helped me. His saints have helped me a long way these 10 years of my life. And even like this year, someone is scratching up the equinox that I lease. They're scratching it up. They should not be. It's trouble. And I really do want to live in a nice area, but I don't want to live with the race of people are not, that does not have my skin color. I am a black woman, and I want to live with black people. And I don't want them to bother me. That's that. Now, let me finish this introducing myself. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is the only day that our Bible tells us to remember and keep it holy. It tells us this in the book of Deuteronomy with the Ten Commandments, also out of the book of Exodus, tell you in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you to read that for yourself. And I told you, see, sometimes, our Father, I remember that he says to you all, sheep, and those who are not sheep. But if you keep, if you love him and does what he tells, commandments, and be obedient to him, he'll give you the opportunity to go into the tree of life. I am going to be reading out of my regular King James book of the Bible today, and it's a big book, big writing, because I see better, and hopefully he will allow me to pronunciate the words. And I want you to have your pen, pencil, and paper so that you can jot down anything that I may say. And do as the Bereans did. Whatever Paul would say, they would check it out. And they would check it out on scrolls that had been written for them. You have the Bible now. You check out what I say to you and see if it is correctly stated to you. Now, I see that I have 27 minutes left program, and let me go back to chapter 21. I think I'll start reading at verse 17, and I'll read as much as I can until my program goes off and stop running off at the mouth and say all the things that I would like to read chapter 22, all of it. So let me start reading, and I hope that hopefully I will be able to see what is written in the Bible. Let's see. I'm going to 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 17. Uh-oh, excuse me, see, I had to burp. But Abishai, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, the son of Zeruiah. That's Zeruiah, Z-E-R-Cord. That means help him. The word means to help or aid him, and smote the Philistines and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, thou shalt not go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the fight of Israel. Pass. After this, that there was again a battle with the Philistines in Gob, that's spelled G-O-B. Maybe that's pronounced God. It's spelled G-O-B. Then E-C-H-A-I, the Hashmonite, that's spelled H-A-S-H-A-T-I-T-E, slew Sack, spelled S-A-P-H, which was of the sons of the giant. There were once again a battle in Gob, spelled G-O-B, with the Philistines, where Elhanan, that's spelled E-L-H, the son of Jeshobeam, that is spelled J-A-A-R-E O-R-I-G-I-M. The Bethlehemite slew the brothers of Goliath, the Gittite. That's spelled G-I-T-T-I-T-R-E. I think I'm seeing that word correctly. I don't know if the half of whom spear was like a weaver's beam. I don't know what a weaver's beam looked like, but it's described as a weaver's beam, B-E-A-M. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand six fingers, six toes, four and 20 in number. And he had been born to the giants. And there he, and when he deformed Israel, Jonathan, the son of the Shimite, brother of David, slew him. Therefore, foreborn of the giants in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So that is the reading of chapter 21. So let's start reading chapter 22. In chapter 2, hopefully I will read it all. It's quite a bit to read. Let's start reading. Understand chapter 21. I want you to read it for yourself. Most of you are smarter than I am. You can do it. Read it for yourself. 2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spake unto the Lord the words of the song in that day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him I trust. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation and my light and my high tower and my refuge and my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the weavers, let me read that over correctly. When the ways of death compass me, that means surrounds me, ungodly men make me afraid. The arrows, the sorrows of hell compass me about. That means, compass means they surrounded him about, and the snares of traps of death prevented me. They stopped. Prevented is a word means stop, among others. In my fortress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple. that every and to his ears. Let me read that verse 7 again. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, and the cries to my God. He heard, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cries did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. And that word, wroth, means angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and there and fire out of his mouth, devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and he came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind, and made darkness pavilion around about, dark waters around about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. Let me say, through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Father, thank you for having me say these words, and help me receive to hear and understand what I'm reading. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discovered them, and the camels of and the channel of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered, the rebuking of the Lord at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. Now that makes me think that there are channels in the sea, and in discovering those channels, you're discovering the world is well discovered. Verse 17. And he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemies and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me, as they are too strong for me, Father. Thank you, you're doing me, David, you helping me. Thank you so much. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me accordingly to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, has he compensated me. He repaid me for doing the righteousness of my head. And I have kept the ways of the Lord, and not wickedly, and have not wickedly departed from my God. All his judgments were before me. in as his statutes. I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquities. Has kept himself from his sins, although he committed some sins, but none of us perfect. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed. He repaid me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. And the merciful, thou will show thyself merciful, and with the upright men thou will show thyself upright. If you keep pure, thou will show thyself pure, and with the forward thou will show thyself unsavory. I'm trying to remember what that means. With the sick, I will show myself unsavory, means sick. And the afflicted people thou will save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down, for thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the lamp will lighten my darkness, for by thee I will run through a troop. By my God have leaped over a wall. And as for God, his ways is perfect. His words of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. A buckler is like a small seal. For who is God, say the Lord, and who is a rock? God is my strength and my power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet, that's like back feet of a deer, and setteth me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of my salvation, and thou hast made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them, he had beat them up or killed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, and they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. created for. 41. Thou hast also given to me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but were none to save, even unto the Lord. But he answered them not. Then did I beat them as verse 43. I got 6 minutes to to finish this chapter. I keep belching. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth, them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Then also has delivered me from them striving of my people, has thou kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as I hear, they shall be obedient unto me. That's what's going to happen. That's what Genesis 15 talks about. The white folks are going to be slaves as we were once slaves. We black people were once slaves to these white folks about less than 100 years ago, maybe 100 years. And so, strangers, verses 46, strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my rock, of my salvation. It is God that strengthens me and that bringeth me down. Let me read verse 48 again. That the God that strengthens me and that bringeth me down people unto me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from violent men. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of my salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and his seed forevermore. I have finished reading chapter 22. See, I want you to read chapters 23 and 24 of 2 Samuel. And that would probably be the end. And we will start reading the book of Kings after that. Let's have a closing word of prayer right now. It's coming to the end of my program. Father in heaven, thank you so much for all of your protection. We lost sheep we love you and we appreciate that you have not forgotten and you are restoring us back over the phone. We love you and appreciate you, especially for your constant protection from the evil one and his followers. In Yeshua's name, amen. As in the book of James, chapter 4, in verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all Tuesday. And don't forget to purchase this record from Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play, High and Lifted Up, by my nephew and his college friend. They play the music on
Father,
that song. Remember too,
help your
God
children,
and I love you, God, too.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another.
Chapter 23 and 24.
That heaven might find a place in their heart.
And Jesus, I don't know if I'm going to be here with you all next week, but I'm planning to be somewhere.
He won't let you down. And I know
next week I'll talk with you.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word salvation. Lift up our